Hello, groomers. Hi, Susie. Hey, happy Earth Day.
Oh, happy Earth Day to you too, Barbara. Yeah, welcome to episode 161 of the Groom Pod, recorded on April 22nd, 2018 in Snohomish, Washington and Tucson, Arizona. This week's episode is sponsored by Stazco Products, featuring the famous Stazco Conditioning Spray. They're at Ryan's and other places online and also at your favorite distributors. This week on the Groom Pod, we are going to talk to Dave Campanella from our premier sponsor, Best Shot. We are going to learn a new definition called malignant misinformation. And we're going to check out the Labe family of shampoo products. You can join our discussion by finding us on Facebook at facebook.com/group/thegroompod. You can subscribe to the Groom Pod on Stitcher, on iTunes, Google Play, anywhere pretty much you can listen to podcasts. You can find all things Groom Pod related, including our Amazon banner, donation button, and the Patreon button at www.thegroompod.com. Share us with your grooming pals and support our sponsors, Best Shot, South Park, Evolution, Stazco, and of course, Amazon. What's new this week? Brought to you by Barbara's Shopping Site. Shop for specialty grooming items at www.shop.beaver.biz. Shop with a groomer. It's good karma. Hey, Barbara, what's gone on with you this week?
Well, I'll tell you, this week my adventure has been not at the table, but at the computer.
Really?
And yeah, you know, I'm snuffling around the internet, looking up this and that, and I ran into a scientific article that I read the abstract, and oh my God, I wanted the full thing so bad, and the book was like $239.
Wow.
And that's the e-book.
Really?
Yes. So that makes me feel totally all right about charging $39.95 for my ebook, you know, like for my book when I send it by PDF.
Right.
So anyway, the chapter that I wanted was, I think it was like $32, and I bought it. And I just justified it. It took me about 5 minutes to say, I really need to dig into this. This is going to give me something. And it's taking, this article is going to take me, your guru, to another whole level of understanding the dynamics of shampoo and hair interaction.
Really? Is it like a textbook or?
It is. It's not exactly like a textbook, although it reads like that, but it's really a review of everything that's known about shampoos, conditioners, and their interaction with hair. And it includes information about shampoo formulating. For example, I discovered the reason why some products have sunscreen, UV filters in them, like benzoprene, benzoprene 3, benzoprene 11. Yeah. And it's because these UV absorbers are needed if you have a clear bottle, like many retail bottles. You can see the stuff in there. Well, if it's letting light in, you can have degradation of the product from just the sunlight, just the light.
Right. You said that sometimes you have to store your stuff in a dark bottle, like in the essential oils, because of the light.
Even and that explains why our shampoos for our gallons are always in opaque bottles.
Or should be, anyway.
Yeah, you should not have gallons that are in clear bottles because it takes so long to use that up. But that's the reason, you know, I've always been wondering, why the heck do they have a sunscreen in there? Well, that's the reason. It's to protect from light degradation. And it's a serious degradation of the product. It can really cause the product to separate and other stuff. So that was very interesting. And then there was another thing. There was a lot of studies are cited, and the results are discussed in terms of general conclusions compared to this, compared to that. He has like 200 scientific citations at the bottom of this one chapter of this book. Uh-huh. And I mean, it's amazingly backed up. It's very technical. And 10 years ago, I would not have been able to read it for any value, you know? And I was just like dug in there, man. I could hardly drag myself to work because I'm in there highlighting. I got yellow highlight for this, and I got purple highlight for new information to me, and, you know, all of that. And I'll be bringing you tidbits and pieces of that, and you'll be influenced by how it influences me in the coming days ahead.
Wow, I love it when you learn new stuff because it always evolves our mind. You know, you share it with us, and we just get a deeper understanding about how the chemistry of shampoo works.
I'm just so it just made me so happy to be able to dig into this and understand it. There's some parts of it that are still beyond my willingness to grapple, but most of it, I'm just digging so much. It's really been valuable, and $29, $32 well spent.
Cool.
I have really become the Google master, you know, and I'm and proud of myself at 78 years old. My mother would love to know about my evolution with the computer, because she was very proud of herself for being able to master the first computers, the DOS computers that were
available. Room size ones?
Yeah, just about, you know. And this article also has a whole bunch of SEM photographs of damaged hair that oh man, I see things that I've even seen. They even have evidence of damage caused by hairs rubbing together.
Really? And you've got a picture of that?
Yes.
So if you pay for it in the article, then do you get to share that with us, the picture?
I don't know. I don't know.
Find that out.
But, you know, like, we'll find that out. And yeah. I know I did take one of the pictures and lifted them and put it in a Word doc, so it's not keeping me from saving this. Sometimes you run into those articles and there's great, great magnified pictures, but you can't copy them. You know, it doesn't give you the option. You copy it and you just get a little padlock on your little padlock icon on your, you know. So hopefully we can share some of these pictures, but meanwhile, I'm deep into it and having a wonderful time learning and growing in my understanding, and I hope to be able to share that soon.
That's cool. Thank you so much for doing that research, because we benefit from it tremendously here at the Groom Pod. So I also marvel at your technological proficiency, let's say. Your technological proficiency has always inspired me, you know, because I know that I'm just going to keep growing just like you have. And through the kindness and generosity of the wonderful people who donate money at Patreon, Barbara, we're going to get you an Apple Watch for all of the things you do here for us. And I wanted the Patreons to know what their money was going for. It's going to give Barbara the ability to access our extremely valuable discussions on the Groom Pod instantaneously and have her respond to all the grooming therapy that we need. Maybe not the therapy part, but all of the information.
Yeah, I'm not going to become the grooming industry therapist, even though I have the qualifications. It's above my pay scale, even if the money starts coming in. But yeah, I'm the groomer. Well, but, you know, the Apple Watch it's going to solve some problems that I have of living alone at nearly 80.
And we need that. We need you here, Barbara.
Yeah, we need me here, and you need me here not with a whole lot of anxiety about what if this and what if that. Apple Watch 3 cellular connection, and you can use your watch on your wrist if you've left the phone in the other room and you fall down in the bathroom or whatever. You know, it's going to give me a great peace of mind, and also I'll be able to get texts from my customers wherever I am. You know, plus you can contact me when the phone has gone to bed and not got up with me.
It's going to be useful for the podcast, but just more in general useful for Barbara's life and for my connection with her. I'll feel better because I know that she'll be able to get my phone call if there's anything that needs to take place. We need to get in contact with each other. She needs to call me, even though I'm far away. This will make it better. And it's all because you guys are supporting the show that I'm able to do this, you know. We're going to get this even before we have the money. Quite frankly, we're going to get the watch for her right away because I'm always concerned about that. And even more importantly, I want to thank the grooming Patreons who have signed up recently. So we have Chrissy Smith, Ashley Stribling, Christy Condon, Chris Pearson, Laura Hearn, and Aaron Peters. All have signed up to contribute on our Patreon account, and we really, really, really appreciate it. It's so cool that we're getting this kind of feedback, and we hope to turn it into more videos and more visiting you guys and lots of content and better equipment, and in this case, Barbara's watch. It's all awesome. It's just great, and thank you guys from the bottom of my heart. And, you know, the experience at the grooming show just backed up that we're touching people out there, and that's what we want to do. Not in a bad way. Good touching. Bad touching.
Good touching.
Yeah, I want to clear that up. this week I just have continued to find new ways to use those curved blenders. And I've decided that I really suck at scissoring column legs. I'm not good at it. Especially with wispy hair. And I know everybody's challenged with wispy hair, right? I get it. But I'm especially challenged with wispy hair on the front of the back legs and also getting the two front legs to be the same size and to have the hair on either side of the leg be evenly distributed. Those are my challenges, and I don't know how to get past it other than practicing. But the curved blenders are helping me hide some of my gouges and mistakes in that. You know, usually in the past, I've just avoided those kind of dogs. Can you give me any guidance for that?
I think probably you're overworking it. And the truth is, you know, for your column legs, you can do column legs and have the inside of the legs be shorter than the outside. It's just that the bone won't be in the center. But, you know, like the secret to round is it's a square with the edges rounded off.
Yeah, I keep forgetting that. And that works good on the front leg, but the knee portion of the back leg and the tuck up and leaving enough hair in the tuck up to make the knee look decent, I have a tendency to go too short in the tuck up, and then it makes the knee look too curvy, like rubber bandy.
Yeah, well, what you're doing probably is you're probably taking it in too tight at the flank, you know. So when you're clipping down, if you clip down in the flank and then do your bottom line like that, you cut off the little transition that you need to go from the flank to the front of the back leg. And that's where your curved scissors kind of, I always use my curved scissors in that area above the knee and just going in there. And if you look at show dogs, they always have a little bit of hair. It's not cut off. The leg moves into the underline there. So if you scoop out the flank too thoroughly, you're in trouble. So what you might want to do is to do the front of the back leg before you do a lot of that side flank work and then clip the side of the flank into what you've created with your scissors. Just try that. Some dogs have more pronounced knees that make it, you know, it make it hard. And you just have to use those blenders and get up over there. You know, where I get into trouble is sometimes on the inside of the back legs and in that knee area, making steps. And that's, and then I just go back over it with a chunker or a blender and clean up my mess, you know.
I'm feeling like I do a lot of that as well.
Another thing that I do that you might try is that to do the inside of the back legs and the flank, I hold the dog up by the front legs and I do the tummy and then I use the snap-on comb on the inside of the legs. So that's a good, you get a good clean approach that way, and you actually see the connection of the flank to the front of the back leg better when you're holding them up like that. So you might try that a couple of times.
I am a better copier of good structure than I am creator from no structure. So I did a dog yesterday that was supposedly a Maltese, but looking at it, it's a Yorkie poodle-y Maltese-y thing. It's like a combination of a bunch of different things. It has Yorkie hair, but it has white tinges underneath, and it has longer legs than a Yorkie, but it has no knees. So it has very straight back legs. And I was trying to create the proper knee, and I just ended up with little sticks back there.
You went shorter and shorter.
Yes. And luckily, they know that I'm having a difficult time with making the back legs look like I want. So I said I was going to do a little experimenting. So then I took everything off and made nice, like, bell bottoms over the feet. And they thought that was adorable. But it solved the problem. But it wasn't what I wanted to do in the beginning. So I'm frustrated. I'm frustrated with the puppy hair front of the knee. And then I looked at, like, my left front leg was definitely tighter than my right front leg. And no matter how much I tried to tighten up that right side, I couldn't get it. It just never really looked quite the same as the other side. It was frustrating. I want to go back to doing difficult dogs that try to kill me because they're way easier to cut the hair on. Oh my God. The thing that wasn't trying to kill you was Kilo the cat in the video of you grooming Kilo the cat.
Yeah, right.
That is a great video, and it's up on Patreon now. So if you guys do donate to Patreon, you can also watch the video of Callie and the video of Oompa and now the video of the cat.
So why watch me do Kilo the cat? Well, what I do, what it shows is how I interact with the owner at the table. Because that's my cat technique. They got to come in. They got to hold the cat for me. And this woman, I've been working with her for years on Kilo. And you'll see how she works to keep the cat calm while I'm doing the work. And you'll also see how we touch and feel the cat to keep it calm. So it's just a little view inside my technique of owner assistant cat grooming.
And I've been tempted just to video myself because I've got a cool little, Facebook gave me a cool little selfie kit, and in it is this really neat telephone stand that I can put across from my table. But I don't have confidence in anything but my handling techniques. Although I'm pretty good with a clipper vac, and I do recognize that. But I'm just always nervous to video myself, but I might, with some encouragement from the masses, do some videoing of myself to put up on that Patreon thing. Cause I can't come down there every day and video Barbara, which would really be my goal. But, you know, it's fun to watch people groom, even if they're not the best groomers.
Hey, stop. You can learn something from everybody. Don't do that to yourself. Your grooming is perfect for what you do and the clients that you serve. It perfectly fits your niche. You're too hard on yourself. You know,
it's video. It's a permanent record.
Listen, that fear of being judged will stop you all the time. Just let it go. So people judge me. People even critique my work when I don't want it, you know, critiqued. You know, oh, duh, left too much on the whiskers there, bird. You know, like, well, I know. you know, like, so just let them at it, you know. But you have something to offer, and your handling techniques are really a major contribution to our work. And your grooming is fine.
Okay.
We need to know what is good enough grooming, because not everybody can be a super stylist. Not everybody can be a great scissorer. You know, like, there is a certain level at which good enough is good enough. And it's good enough, Susie. Show it.
Okay. Well, it would be good because we could put more content up. That's my point, you know, and I'm a ham. We all know that. Obviously, I love to hear myself talk. I've said it 1,000 times. I don't mind watching myself either. I enjoy watching myself here with Barbara. Yeah, let's take a break and hear from our premier sponsor, Best Shot. And then we'll come back and hear from our premier sponsor, Best Shot. You know, groomers, your salon runs on shampoo and conditioner, and what you choose to bathe with can make or break the quality of your work, productivity, your health, and even your career. Sure, there's a ton of shampoo lines to choose from, but if you haven't tried Best Shot's innovative systems, you may be working too hard. You owe it to yourself to check out bestshotpet.com. Discover firsthand why so many groomers rely on their trusted mastery of coat care chemistry. That's bestshotpet.com. Learn more about using their three-step system and how Best Shot mindfully formulates using advanced grooming technologies, combining the very best nature and science has to offer. Whether it's their three-step system, the one-shot odor annihilator, Ultramax Pro Line, MED skin treatments, or the amazingly aromatic and fun Sentiment Spa Collection, Best Shot has something tailored just for groomers that really works. For over 25 years, Best Shot has lived up to its claim to get dirty jobs done right, so you can start making masterpieces out of nightmares in record time. What are you waiting for? Contact your favorite distributor or catalog and get some Best Shot today. I love them.
Ready, groomers? Here comes our first appointment.
What's going to follow here is an interview from Dave Campanella. He's the head of sales and marketing for Best Shot Products, and basically the face of Best Shot as far as those of us who go to any continuing education at all. We know him from the booth. We know him as a speaker. We know him from his social media platform, and he is a great friend and a personal supporter of the Groom Pod. So I was able to speak with Dave for about 20 minutes after the Northwest Grooming Show, actually after the meet and greet, you might be able to tell. It's a little noisy, but I think you guys will enjoy the interview. Don't you just love Dave?
Oh, I know. He's been one of my favorite sales reps for a long, long time, because he was one of the first people that ever respected me for my knowledge. I call some of the interactions I have with sales, shampoo salesmen, as dancing with reps. He's a good dancer. You know, like, you can have a conversation and disagree and, you know, and whatever with him, and it doesn't get terrible. It doesn't get uncomfortable. He's a great guy. And even though we've had our differences about ingredient disclosure and this and that, and it's serious differences, we still remain great friends and a great deal of mutual respect there.
I love it. He is just a passionate guy. He's passionate about marketing. He's passionate about shampoo, and he's passionate about us, the dog groomers. So I'm going to let you guys hear this interview, and then we'll be back afterwards with the rest of the show. Well, hi, listeners. We are at the Northwest Grooming Show, and I have our very favorite sponsor, Best Shots, Dave Campanella. Actually, Best Shot is the sponsor. Dave's just the mouthpiece. But Dave's here with me, and I just thought I'd take the opportunity to spend a few minutes and chat with him. So, Dave, for those listeners who don't know, give me your history at Best Shot.
Sure. Well, you know, I married a groomer some 27 years ago, so that's the big game changer right there. And my wife introduced me to dogs and all the joys and ups and downs of that and breeding, and we got into Kerry Blue Terriers, and she always loved terriers, and working breeds like Shepherds and Samoyeds. Today we do Kerry Blues, and she has a Samoyed male that she's hoping to breed, and she's shown and have fun. So I'm down to two Kerries and one Samoyed male, two Kerry bitches and a Samoyed male. But anyway, but my wife knew, because of grooming, going to the seminars and meeting people like John Stasko years ago, and all the, and Terry DiMarino, and the Romanis back in the day, and all these icons of the grooming industry. She knew the founder of Best Shot, Bill Marshall. And we lived in Talmadge, Ohio, which is around Akron, Ohio. And that's where Best Shot got its start back around 89, 90, which is about 30 years ago. And we went to a trade show in Akron, Ohio. It was in a Barclay event that was at the John S. Knight Center. And Bill Marshall was there selling his three products, Ultra Wash, Ultra Plenish, and Ultra Vitalizing Mist. And this was a great system, and people just, it was a system designed to save groomers time, and it was simple, but it was just iconic for dematting and detangling, because groomers could see how wonderful it was. And the pitch back then was, you use this and the mats just melt away like butter, which, you know, I look back now and I laugh, because that's just like one of those marketing claims that you just don't want to do today. It's a little over the top. But she got hooked on the product, and we ended up co-owning a grooming salon. My wife managed it during the day. I worked another job, but I would help out in the evenings and the weekends, and always got stuck being the butt washer or all the big dogs, you know, in the evenings and the weekends and the holidays. But we were big fans of the system, you know, and of Best Shot and how it worked. And back then, we didn't even really fully understand how and why. But we just were sold on it. Nothing, in our opinion, compared. And a few years into it, I'm going to probably say maybe around 98, 99. I could be off on the years, so forgive me. Bill Marshall wanted to retire, and make a long story short, he ended up meeting with Mike Gallagher, who's the current owner, and Mike purchased the company, and I got to know him just because it was in my backyard, you know, so we'd go there to pick things up, and we'd get to talking, and had an opportunity to, I built a relationship. We actually worked a couple shows. My wife Tracy and I, for Best Shot. We did some inner grooms and some things, you know, where Mike couldn't go. And somewhere along the line, I found myself unemployed. And
I hate it when that happens.
Yeah, that's just one of those things that you get through. And I don't know what it was. I started toying around with building dryers and stainless steel tubs, and I even made some... it's funny to hear myself say this. It's not even like I'm talking about me, but I made coin-operated, token-operated car wash type bathing stations, and we incorporated that in a self-serve in my wife's shop, and I was trying to get some things going there, and I had some moderate success. And that was right around the time when the Chinese were buying up all the stainless steel and everything else. And nothing against the Chinese, but, you know, but it was just competitive. And I couldn't compete. And then I lost my CNC fabricator. And I'm like, well, this isn't going to work. I made a decision to go back to work, get back into marketing and advertising. And I found myself fired It happens. You know, it happens to coaches and things like that.
It does,
you know?
I've heard.
You know, and of course, for me, it was devastating because it just, to me, I just couldn't get over the fact that someone would fire me.
Yes.
You know, I mean.
It is offensive.
Yeah, you know, especially when, you know, it's just like, you have an attitude problem. And it's like, what the hell are you talking about? I don't have an attitude problem. You know, that type of thing. But anyway, that's too much information. But it was fun. And, you know, I went through that experience. But I got to talking with Mike, and I started, while I was looking, I started doing some consulting and working some shows with him. And, you know, while I was working part-time jobs and doing what I had to do while I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do with my life. And because of the fact that, you know, my wife and I, we co-owned and operated the groom shop, and I was in it, and I just had a passion for it. We were showing the carries and having real good success with that, and it was a lot of fun. And my youngest daughter, I have two daughters, but my oldest was like 12 when we had our second daughter. And
okay, that's a big gap.
That's a big gap, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I adopted my my first daughter.
Okay.
My oldest is from a previous marriage. But yeah, that's a big gap. But, you know, I was blessed with two daughters, and at the time we had like four dogs and three cats and, you know, and birds and fish and, you know, and everything but the picket fence. But anyway, back on the best shot thing, I just came to the conclusion that why am I working so hard trying to find a job when I really thought I could make a go working for Best Shot. And I made the decision, I came up with a plan, and I told Mike, you know, hey, you know, let's figure something out. And we worked out some arrangements, and I started working it, and then probably about a year and a half, 2 years into it, the company made a decision they were gonna move from Akron, Ohio, Mogador, Ohio, to Kentucky, Central Kentucky. Mike's wife at the time, very active in the equine industry, did a lot of reproduction breeding, you know, of horses, and the place to go was Lexington, Kentucky.
Sure.
Right? So I took a plunge, you know. I was in my 40s, you know, I was an old guy, you know, and I never left Ohio, and I figured, let's do this. And my wife was very supportive, and we went out, and it worked out. It took me a year longer than I had hoped, but you know, I was determined and I stuck with it, and the rest is history. You know, it was just a lot of fun, and turns out I really love what I do. It's not work. It's fun.
Well, we enjoy having you.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely. So what do you like about the Northwest Show?
Well, you know, the neat thing about the Northwest Show, the first thing that comes to mind is it's like Mike Olson and his bunch.
Yeah.
From Cascade, just really good people.
Salt, you know, of the earth.
Yeah, you know, we're blessed to have a distributor who's very, you know, genuine and really cares about what he does. And we just struck up a good relationship. And as the company grew, you know, Mike knew us back in the days of Bill Marshall. And our company and the way Mike manages it and the way I do things is a lot different. And, you know, we have a lot of things in common, and I took a lot of what I learned from my previous jobs and have applied it where I've identified, you know, opportunities to help grow our distributors. And it's fun. We have fun, you know, and that's important in business. It's hard work.
Yes.
And, but, you know, you can have fun in what you do. I believe you can have fun at work, you can have fun in government, you can have fun at home, in church, whatever.
Yeah, I believe that if it's not fun and you don't have to do it, then why are you doing it?
Yeah.
You know, there are things you have to do occasionally, but there's joy and fun to be found in most everything. So one of the things that I've noticed, like in the past few years, is the product line is expanding.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's really exciting, since I love the product line
and
can't get enough of it.
Well,
what do you got new going on right now?
Well, we've the latest thing that we've had, you know, over the last few years, we've tried to segment our brands into identifiable lines. We have our three-step, which people know, and the Ultramax, and the MED is our wellness or medicated line, and we have our disinfectants. But the Sentiment Spa has been a lot of fun, and I got a lot on my plate.
You do have a lot.
Yeah.
Yes.
But, you know, the fun thing is I've finally been able to figure out how to market it. And the Sentiment Spa's been having, the whole line's been having a renaissance. Groomers really embraced what we're doing. and we decided we were going to do something special with the Sentiment Spa. We've been doing the facial and body washes and the seasonal facial and body washes, and we made a decision last year that we're just going to make the winter scents available all year and the summer scents available all year, you know. You know, we used to just offer them, you know, for half the year. And then Mike, we got to talking in the office, and it's like, we need to do something special and come out with another fragrance, you know, for groomers. And we've really, I thought, done a good job of coming up with original scents. But we kind of got to thinking, and we decided to come out with a cucumber melon, or what I call honeydew and melon, but a cucumber melon type line, which is a classic spa line.
Oh, yes.
And a lot of people really like that, and we just thought that people would really get excited about that fragrance in a Best Shot product, a body wash, a conditioner, a matching body splash spray, because people who use Best Shot rave about its finish.
I'm pretty doggone excited about that smell myself. Yeah, yeah. I haven't smelled it yet, but it's going to be the first thing I do in the morning.
And we're officially launching it at Super Zoo, but through folks like Mike, you know, we love Mike. Mike's been a big advocate at Cascade. He always said, you know, everybody always comes up, you know, and tells us this stuff after the fact. So I did something totally different. He was actually the first person I called.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so grateful.
Yeah, yeah, and I just said, hey, guess what? You know, we're going to have some fun. We got this new line. You want to bring it in? And then, and slowly, you know, more and more groomers are starting to bring it in. But it was just kind of fun, you know, because I often hear that sometimes manufacturers tend to forget about the distributors and the guys out in the field.
Especially us, way up here in the Northwest.
Yeah,
we get overlooked a lot by some of the distributors, but not you. You guys always treat us well.
And to me, it's fun. You know, I was listening, you know, we were listening, and it was just kind of like, hey, let's just do it. Let's roll it out now, and we'll see. And if there's any changes we need to make or whatever, but everybody's been ecstatic with it, and it really looks like we have a winner on our hands. So
cool.
So I'm excited about that. That's fun. It's Excellent. Fun when it works out like that.
So I got a question for you that is asked, like, I don't know, 10 times a day.
Sure.
The difference between Plenish and Ultramax.
Well, that's actually a very good question. Well, the first thing I'll tell you, the way I'll answer that question, and you can see I already have an answer for that.
Because it's asked
a lot, and I totally get it. You know, and keep in mind, when Best Shot started, we had one conditioner. We have many now.
Yes.
So it's important. But, you know, the first thing I'll say about all our conditioners is that all of our conditioners are very light. They're not oily. They're not waxy. They're not buttery. They're not going to weigh down the coat. We use a lot of advanced conditioners and amodimethicone, copolymer variations. And we use a lot of different ones. Not for necessarily slip. There's this assumption that silicones are going to help get tangles out. No, silicones are great for deposition. You can do so much with them. You can get better deposition of essential oils, of different surfactants, fragrances. We've been very successful with deodorizing products, and incorporating silicones with those works well. For deposition of that, which leads to conditioners. See, you thought I was digressing. But the Ultra Plenish, the original Ultra Plenish, is more, you could use it on any coat, but it tends to thrive on your double-coated breeds and your coats. You know, if you're looking for a fuller body coat, think of your cottonier, more cottonier, or like an Eskimo coat, or, you know, a thick collie coat. You know, you can really get some extra body with it. It's great for dematting and detangling because all of our conditioners are acidic and designed to smooth the coat and the cuticle and keep it manageable, which, as you know, leads to releasing more hair in the bathtub as you bathe, as well as with your dryer. So they're known for dematting and detangling. But I always tell people in seminars that there's no such thing as dematting and detangling products. It's all method. And if you have the right type of conditioner, you can do many things with it. The Ultramax has more of that Pantene silkier finish. It'll do all the same things the other one will, but think about it. When it comes to conditioners, it's all about the finish.
Yes.
And what you can do with it. And we needed more of a silkier, you know, Pantene. I'm using the term Pantene finish. Is that a good term? Do most people understand what what's meant by that?
We have talked about it previously on the Groom Pod, so I think it's a good choice.
Yeah, you know, so the difference really is one's going to give you a little more body, a little fuller, softer, look. The other one would work great on drop coats, Afghan coats. The Ultramax is going to thrive on those thick, abundant Cocker Spaniel coats that take forever and a day to dry.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and if you ever look, dealt with the matting and on a Cocker Spaniel, then you turn on an AKC show on TV on Thanksgiving and you see that coat flow, it's like, how do they do that?
Yeah.
You know, that's something where the Ultramax finish you can play with and do some things with. And the other example that I use that's near and dear to me, when I used to help my wife out in the groom shop, I'd come in on a Saturday and there'd be like three golden retrievers, and they were always like the 100-pound big fat monster. Of course, it had nothing to do with the fact that my wife didn't want to lift them and she wanted me to lift them.
Yes.
But you'd have the big buff, golden, traditional thick-coated golden retriever, and that Ultra Plenish really did a nice job on it. But then you'd get that golden retriever that had that reddish coat with the thin wispy undercoat underneath.
A little stringy.
And in my opinion, I always like using the Ultramax on that because it really did a nice job of, it's just a better finish. So you and conditioners, bottom line, took me 10 minutes to answer your question. Was that a yes or no question, by the way? No, but really, when it comes to conditioners, it's all about the finish. And that's the difference.
Okay.
It's the finish.
I like it.
Yeah.
All right, well,
as you can tell, I'm kind of a nerd and passionate about what I do, so.
I love it. And you guys, you are such good supporters of the Groom Pod. We're so grateful for that. It's just really, I call you our premier sponsor.
Well, thank you. It's a lot of fun. It really is.
Cool. Anything else you want to let us know about the company before we head out for the evening?
No, we're looking forward. Let's see, we got some upcoming shows. I actually leave early from Northwest, and we got Intergroom to prep for, so we're excited about doing that. And then I think I got a breather in May. And then June's going to be crazy. We've got Pet Quest and Super Zoo. And for the first time, we're going to the Texas Groom Texas show in Houston. So it's a lot of fun.
Excellent.
So we got a lot on our plate.
All right. Well, I cannot thank you enough for taking a few minutes tonight out of our busy social schedule
to
sit down with us and have a little chat.
Oh, it was fun.
All right.
Fun.
Thanks, Dave.
You got it, Susie. Hi, Barb.
That was such a great interview. I hope you guys enjoyed it as much as we did. Barbara, I hope you get to listen to it.
I will. I promise. Okay. I promise to listen.
Cool. Well, now we'll hear from South Park Professional Pet Products, and then we will go back to school. Groomers, we all know that the first thing doggy moms and dads do when they pick up their beautifully coiffed babies from us is they go in for a cuddle, right? That first cuddle is so important because it gives them the opportunity to really enjoy their freshly groomed and sweet-smelling pups. Well, our friends over at South Bark Professional Pet Products have a new item that's sure to bring a smile to all of those pet parents and groomers, too. South Bark, as you know, is the originator of the now famous South Bark's Blueberry Facial. They are located in sunny San Diego, California, where founders Lisa Vella and Donna Walker, also known as the Blueberry Girls, operate a dog wash and consumer pet store, as well as a wholesale distribution center. These amazing ladies have come up with an entirely new product that really has us here at the Groom Pod excited. It's a foaming cleanser with a fabulous new fragrance. It smells like blueberries and coconut, two of my personal favorite smells. I can't wait to try it. It's good for slobber mouth, goober eyes, and strategic stinkiness. The real neat thing is that you don't have to rinse it out. And to top it off, it's a foam, so it's extra safe for using around the eyes. You know how much Barbara and I love foam for faces. South Bark's Blueberry Coconut Pet Foam comes in a generous 8.5-ounce foamer and is safe for use on dogs, cats, puppies, and kittens. This is sure to be a favorite in shops as a retail item or in the bathing room for pre-washing faces and loosening those eye boogies. If you would like more information or to place an order, you can go to the website www.southbarkprofessionalpet.com or you can call them at 1-877-232-2235. And remember to look for the Blueberry Girls and their products at many of our grooming trade shows and seminars.
Groomers, take your seats. School is about to begin.
This week's veterinary vocabulary is anorexic. Anorexic just means loss or lack of appetite. That's all.
Not what I would ever experience.
Right. Right, I'm experiencing the opposite because I've got another messed up tooth. Unfortunately, it's one of the ones they tried to fix and now it's all abscessy and ouchy and now I'm not eating. So eating and not eating is right on the forefront of my mind right now.
Yeah, and I'm an emotional eater.
Yes.
Like I hardly ever don't want to eat. And every now and then I get the urge to stuff myself.
Well, I chose that word because the reason we're doing the vocabulary, the veterinary vocabulary anyway, is to give us a better ability to talk to our vets. And if they say your dog is anorexic, I don't want you guys to go think that your dog is running out into the bathroom and throwing up or just refusing to eat because they think they have a bad self-body image. We're talking about a physical thing, not a mental thing here. So anorexic just means doesn't want to eat or won't eat or is not eating. The grooming glossary today is occiput. Occiput is that important bump on the back of the head. And that bump is something we sometimes try to hide and sometimes we try to accentuate.
Oh, you know what? Speaking of the occiput, I'm teaching Lily to groom.
Yes.
And I just throw her in the pond and say, clip this dog. So I had her use the clipper vac and clip a little Cocker Spaniel backwards with a five all over. Oh, she did a nice job. It was all velvety. But she didn't know what to do up near the occiput. What do you do about the dog has this dark hair on its head and then it stops and where you've been clipping, it's real light, right?
Right.
So I told her, just leave it and I'll blend it in. And I got so into it. I'd used what I had kind of picked up on barbering techniques. So I used my clipper and I just used the blade straight into the hair instead of, the usual clipper style. I just blocked out. I made this crown and then I blended it up. It was kind of like a dude's haircut, but it's not very long on the top, and it made this really cute little cat. I loved it. I barbered that dog. I kind of solved the problem there by creating a style, a barbered type style. It was it's really clean over the tops of the ears. It was cool. Take my word for it.
Anyway,
the occiput. Boy, I hate it when I'm doing a nice little Irish setter and it's got this big, huge, ugly occiput.
And you're trying to leave hair around it to camouflage, but it just sticks right out. Now it's definition du jour time. Barbara, this is a definition I believe that you yourself came up with.
Well, this is a term that I came up with. Malignant misinformation. Guess what? It's applied to marketing and sales techniques. But malignant misinformation is misinformation, wrong information or false information or lies that have been weaponized and used to produce negative marketing results. Okay?
Yep.
So an example of malignant misinformation is the myth that pet shampoo manufacturers are including a numbing agent in tearless shampoos.
That's an ancient one.
We've heard it before, but it popped up again. And that's the thing about myths. They will continue to perpetuate, even if experts disclaim them. They just have a life of their own because salespeople will continue to use them because they're weaponized. And it keeps people away from, it makes people wary or afraid to use other products. And in the case of pet products, because there is no legal requirement for companies to disclose ingredients, an adversary can say there's a numbing agent in there and you can't read the label and say that there's not. That's the downside of the cloak of secrecy. You know, that's the downside, is that misinformation can be spread around in a malignant sort of a way. Toxic lying would be another name for it, you know. And so I encourage our listenership. One of my goals, besides just getting you to be more knowledgeable about what's in the bottle, is to become more savvy about marketing techniques. And malignant misinformation is a very effective marketing technique. Just ask our president.
And that editorial came straight from Barbara.
Oh, did I say that?
I think I heard it. Well, you know, we were talking about my difficulty scissoring legs. Even my evolution shears are not helping me with this problem. And I know it's part of it is me. I like everything to be even, and I'm very right-brained. Is it right-brained? Am I right-brained or left-brained?
Oh, don't ask me that.
Well, I'm not the one that can draw a painting. I'm the other one. I'm the one that can figure out how the painting's supposed to be drawn, but can't draw it. So
I think that's the right brain.
Yeah, that's what I am. I have a difficult time with the creative. I mean, I'm okay with creative in certain areas, like certainly I do this, but artistically creative sculpting is not necessarily my bag. But having those evolution shears has given me a little bit more confidence because they make it a lot easier to scissor down the outside of the leg with my hand in a much more comfortable position. And that's why I bring it up. It's really good, even if you can't scissor as well as, like me, to have your hand in the right position when you're scissoring. And these evolution shears are working great for me at this point. So if you guys are interested in getting a pair of evolution shears for yourself, you can go to their website, evolutionshears.com, or you can call 877-560-3057. And if you call, ask for Chris. And if you go to the website or call, either way, if you let them know you heard it on the Groom Pod, they will give you $10 off your purchase.
Good deal.
I know.
Hey, you know what happened to me yesterday with my evolution chunkers?
What?
The thumb ring fell off.
Yeah, that's what happens to me when I drive too aggressively. they bounce around in the rack.
I'm sure it's just from using it, and it just unscrewed itself. But in the heat of the moment, I wasn't able to reattach it, so I had to just like go to a plan B. But fortunately, it's not rocket science. It's just little parts, and you just need to not be afraid and just work with your parts, and you can figure it out, and I'll get that reattached for next week.
Perfect. Yeah, they're very easy to work with, and if you get in a panic, you can videotape yourself with what you have and send it to Chris, and she'll probably be able to help you get it back together.
Yeah.
She is an excellent salesperson, and Abby is an excellent owner, and they really back their product, and I just am so happy to have them on board.
If you're enjoying the Groom Pod and all the good things that happen here, and you want to help us continue to grow, consider doing your shopping at Amazon through our Amazon banner on the website. It won't cost you anything more, and the Groom Pod will get a percentage of your sale. This is by far the best way to help us pay for the show. Just go to our website, www.thegroompod.com, scroll to the bottom, and click on the Amazon ad. Then do your shopping as usual. We we really appreciate each and every one of you guys who's been shopping at the Groom Pods website. Thank you very much. Let's see what's happening at the grooming table.
Our At the Table segment this week is all about the shampoo products that La Bae produces. So, Barbara, you've been digging into this a lot. Tell me about it.
Yeah, this has been a couple of weeks of digging around with this. It's really been interesting. So I again want to thank Shannon Hebert for turning me on to this website where the MSDS sheets for La Bae Company are located, and it's at clipperworks.net. So, I thought that the MSDS sheets for La Bae were gone from the internet because I couldn't find them from the La Bae site. And they always used to be there, or I could just Google MSDS and the product name and I would come up with it, and I couldn't find them anymore. So they have been gathered together and put on this site, and the three product lines that La Bae produces and sells are the Kelco, the Wild Thing, and Nature's Choice. And the two that what I learned is that the Wild Thing and Kelco products are almost identical.
The only one out of that group I've ever used are the Kelco ones. I haven't used either of the others.
I've used some of the Nature's Choice. Now, that what we need to know about the Nature's Choice is that that company and those products were the precursors of the Nature Specialty products, where that was a partnership that split up and one became Nature Specialty and the other partner continued with his formulas and became Nature's Choice, and La Bae manufactures the line of products and sells them. So that particular lineup is a little bit different. And now the disappointment with the ingredient lists that are on the MSDS sheets is that they're listed alphabetically and not in order of volume in the product. So you have no way of guessing whether it's a pinch or a 2%. You know, you just can't tell because it's alphabetical. But it does make for ease of comparison.
Oh, right. Good point.
You know, it makes for ease of comparison. Now, and it's Wild Animal, not Wild Thing. Wild Thing is with a THANG is a particular product. But I looked at the hypoallergenic products of all three of these. And the Kelco Dr. Hypo and the Wild Animal Hypo Clear are identical.
Aha. I remember using that. That's one of the ones I used.
Yeah, it's identical. It's one of the Kelco Dr. Hypo is probably their major sales. The other big seller is the Dirty Animal. And I've done a rather thorough Filthy Animal. I've done a rather thorough dissection of the Filthy Animal. But what I've found, just a few observations. First of all, the good news is that La Bae Company has discarded their use of sodium lauryl sulfate. And I know they used to use it because it was on the old MSDS sheets. They've discarded that and they've replaced it with 4 ultra mild surfactants. So it takes about 4 ultra mild surfactants to replace the cleansing ability and the foam capacity of the sodium lauryl sulfate. They still are using sodium laureth sulfate, probably as the primary surfactant.
Okay, but both of those are really good cleaners. I mean, why do you want to get rid of them?
Because there's so much misinformation, malignant misinformation about sodium lauryl sulfate.
but I like it.
Well, you can like it, and I like it. I like ammonium lauryl sulfate. Is some companies kind of dodged the SLS smear campaign by using ammonium lauryl sulfate instead of sodium lauryl sulfate, and it's a good cleaner. The lauryl sulfates are good dirty dog cleaners.
And in something like Filthy Animal, I would think that's what you would want in there. But I get it. If you were looking for something that has an alternative to that, then Kelco could be your choice.
Well, if you want to avoid sodium lauryl sulfate, I mean, it was kind of a forced choice. Sodium lauryl sulfate has pretty much been driven off the market.
Okay.
So the good news, you see, the bad news about sodium lauryl sulfate is there's no doubt about it. It's a very serious eye irritant.
I try not to get it in my eyes when I'm bathing the dogs. You know, I've never had it really bother my eyes.
It's really the best thing is to avoid.
That was a joke. Get it in my eyes. See. Okay. Never mind. Moving on.
Sorry. I guess I wasn't in my humor chair. I was in my fucking serious chair, girl.
You were in the serious chair and you missed my joke. That's okay. I'm good.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So I can't switch from right brain to left brain that fast. You know, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Shut
it's
up.
All good.
So
back to teaching us about
what, here's what I noticed. These shampoos are not simple formulas. They are super complex. The Kelco Dr. Hypo and the Wild Animal Hypo each have 31 ingredients, Susie.
That's quite a bit.
So that is a lot. And amongst those are their botanicals. Now, these ingredient lists are illuminating in terms of they show the Labe company's use of botanical extracts and what they mean by natural, because they have for decades been marketing Kelco right on the bottle. Kelco means natural, okay? Well, in their definition of natural seems to be you throw in some botanicals that are recognized as having folkloric usage for hair care.
So just so, like to catch our attention?
Yeah, well, here's what's in almost all of these formulas, but not in all of the Nature's Choice, okay? But in all of the Kelco and Wild Animal formulas, they have aloe vera, chamomile, witch hazel, henna. We talked about that possibly having a toxic potential. Avocado oil, rosemary, comfrey, nettle, and ginger. Ginger? I don't know what the... And they all contain ginger. I don't know why. Now, and in addition to those, some of the formulas have additional botanical additives that kind of match the name. Bubble Neem has neem, peppermint, and sage extracts in addition to the ones I already mentioned. Dirty Dog has delimonene and cedarwood and says that it's safe for cats, which I would argue against. And Wild Thing also contains delimonene, by the way. Plum White has Prunus Domestica.
What's that?
Plum leaf. Prunus. Prunes!
Oh, yeah.
Prune juice! Why, I ask? Because they named it Plum White. Prunus Domestica, there's no hair connection makes for lovely hair. It makes for regular bowel movements.
Okay, even funnier, or just as funny, because anytime you mention a bowel movement, it makes me laugh because I'm seven. The plum shampoo that they're all trying to replicate isn't plum shampoo. It's plumeria shampoo. It's not plums. It's plumeria, the smell that we all crave is plumeria. It's not plums. So that's pretty funny.
But in this case, It is plum. It's right. Prunus domestica. Now, we don't know whether that's plum leaf. This is the other thing, is they name the botanical by its botanical name, and they don't always say whether it's an essential oil, an extract, or, you know, like...
the ground-up leaf.
Or the ground-up leaf. They do say Aloebarbadensis leaf juice, but they say Chamomilla recutata. Now, that's chamomile, but is it chamomile oil or chamomile extract or chamomile what? Yeah, that just cracks me up. So you just can't really tell. Prunus domestica, is it plum leaf or fruit extract or is it prune juice? I don't know.
Right, you know, and are these in there in fairy dust proportions?
It probably is, just in order to justify the name. The name.
Yeah.
No, it's just, it cracks me up. But now here's another thing. The Calco Pennyroyal shampoo contains no pennyroyal.
Wow. That's taking a little poetic license.
It contains, you know, like they probably got the memo that pennyroyal is like, has toxic potential. And so they've replaced it with neem oil. You know, the neem oil botanical name is on their list, but they never changed the name.
Because pennyroyal is fun to say.
Well, because it's what it's known by, you know. Right.
And it's fun to say.
And it's fun to say pennyroyal. But pennyroyal is an essential oil that I would rather not see. A lot of people would rather not see being used in pet products or in any aromatherapy uses. Now, we can be sure that many of these botanicals that are all added among these 31 ingredients are in fairy dust proportions. But these are just some observations I've made, and almost all of them also contain conditioning ingredients. The shampoos are almost all containing quaternary conditioning ingredients. They almost all contain, and I mean all, polyquaternium 10 and polyquaternium 7. Those are two cationic conditioners. Polyquaternium 10 has an original source from cellulose. That could be a natural original source, but believe me, by the time it is quaternized, it is so chemically manipulated that it does not resemble a natural substance. Polyquaternium 7 is totally synthetic. It's totally little complex polysynthesized
stuff. Natural product.
So, you know, like, that's not natural. So, you know, fortunately, they're not saying Calco means all natural. They're saying Calco means natural. It's got avocado in there, Persea gratissima. And I figured out from other things that they say about the products that it's avocado oil that they use. And then because they use oils, they've got to use a bunch of emulsifiers. In the Calco Filthy Animal Shampoo, cleansing surfactants, decyl glucoside, disodium lauryl sulfosuccinate, sodium cocoa, isothionate, sodium laurosulfate, sodium myrate sulfate. That's quite a system.
Well, it's very, you're right, complex formulas.
And then in the emulsifiers, it's got PEG-7 glycerol monococcoate. That's a high HLB emulsifier. And then glycol stearate, which is an emulsifier with a low HLB. Those high and low HLBs, they mix and emulsify different types of ingredients. And they also contain polysorbate 20, which is an emulsifier for essential oils.
Huh.
Okay. They all contain hydrolyzed wheat protein. Filthy Animal contains hydrolyzed wheat protein, panthenol, polyquaternium 7, polyquaternium 10, 1, 2, 3, 4 hair conditioners. right?
Would you say that this is an example where they're using the same shampoo base and then just adjusting it with little additives?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
My favorite.
That's why if you look from one to the other, you'll see the same thing. Starts out with Allantoin. I numbered them 1 through 31 and they appear the same, and there's just a couple of little differences, and then the main differences are in these additional botanicals that they use.
How interesting is it to take this stuff apart? Thank you for sharing with us.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's been fun.
We may very well have lost Barbara for the last time this morning, so I want to let you guys know that the white t-shirts came in. I'm coming up with a donation price for you. Continental United States only. They are kind of crappy t-shirts, but they'll be fairly reasonably priced. They're Fruit of the Loom cotton, made in Honduras. I have just a handful of them. So if you're interested in getting a shirt, I have a guy style shirt, and then I have a lady's shirt that's a little bit more tailored. The lady's shirt is made by a different manufacturer. It is called Anvil, A-N-V-I-L. And I will get some pictures of these up on the website. Meanwhile, since we're just going to give up on Barbara ever making it back, we will see you guys next week on the Groom Pod. That's it. Happy grooming. Thanks for listening, guys. Bye-bye now. Well, stylists, it's time to sweep up the hair, clean out the tub, and turn out the lights on another episode of the Groom Pod. Remember to join the discussion group and be part of the show by liking us on Facebook at The Groom Pod. You can find Barbara online at groomblog.blogspot.com and at her shopping site, www.shop.bbird.biz. You can email me at Susie@thegroompod.com or Barbara@thegroompod.com. Please tell all your friends about the show and leave comments and reviews anywhere that you can. And also, please support the sponsors of the show. They make it possible for us to continue on. So on behalf of Barbara Bird and myself, thanks for listening and see you real soon.